This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 4, 2009. What lurks at the door? The scripture is Genesis 4, verse 7. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. We double lock doors to keep bad people out. We install peek holes to decide whom to let in. Doors protect our lives against the harm that would enter outside of God's presence. All sorts of harm seek to enter our lives. When Cain opened his heart to anger and killed his brother, he forever changed his life. That incident left an indelible imprint, brother killer. He'd built a city, but he would never build a home. Life outside of the presence of God wasn't really life, only a heartbreaking wandering farther and farther from home. Opening the door to what lurks outside is bad enough. What enters to take residence is far worse. Sin loiters at the threshold. The most watchful of Adam's descendants will have unguarded moments, and then pride, anger, greed, lust, sloth, gluttony, or envy will slither in and curl up inside, leading us to do terrible things. We are faulty doorkeepers. We tire easily of keeping watch. Christ, the faithful doorkeeper, knows that. So he stands at the opening where sin lurks. Jesus watches over the door to his people's hearts. He never sleeps. When sin knocks or opportunities for greed or pride come our way, he helps us recognize their odor and keep them out. We'll be secure behind doors that the powers of hell cannot break down. That's good news.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.